Hello, Alma. How is work going today?
Hi, Ramon. It's going well. Just finished milking the cows. How about you?
Same here. I'm almost done with my work shift. Hey, I was reading about the avian flu, or H5N1 influenza, and how it makes us who work with animals sick. Have you heard about it?
Bird flu? Well, I heard something on the news, but I didn't know we were at risk of getting sick.
Yes, bird flu not only affects birds, but it can also infect animals, such as cows, and it can also make us humans sick.
Wow, I didn't know that. And how can we get it?
Well, infected animals can pass the virus through their milk, saliva, and other body fluids. So us who work with the cows and handle their milk here in the dairy farms are at risk.
Now I understand. And what symptoms should we watch out for if we think we've been exposed?
Well, I read that some of the symptoms can be red or swollen eyes, or also fevers, chills, cough, runny or stuffy nose, difficulty breathing, sore throat, and muscle or body aches. Although sometimes the symptoms may be mild, in other places the disease has been very severe. That is why we should always take it serious and be careful.
Well, what do I do if I get sick with these symptoms?
Well, although we know many home remedies that our grandmothers taught us to help us when we feel sick, this virus can be very dangerous and can change suddenly. That's why it's very important to go to the doctor to get tested for influenza, and if we have it, to get treatment to prevent any serious symptoms.
Oh no, how can we protect ourselves, Ramon?
Very good question, Alma. Experts say that we should use personal protective equipment, also known as PPE. When we are working around animals to protect ourselves, such as coveralls and an apron to keep you dry, rubber boots, N95 respirator, which is a special mask that covers your mouth and nose to protect you from breathing in viruses, safety goggles that completely cover your eyes and make a seal with your face, head or hair coverings, and lastly, gloves that don't have holes in them and keep your hands dry. The PPE you wear depends on the job you do on the farm, so it is important to ask your supervisor or staff from the health department what PPE you should wear.
Well, it looks like a lot of equipment, but I guess it's worth it to be safe and not get sick.
That's right. It's better to prevent it. Remember that it's also very important to wash our hands very often at work, especially before eating, drinking, and using the phone. You can use alcohol-based hand sanitizer if you can't wash them. Also, it is important to not touch your eyes, nose, or mouth with dirty hands or gloves. And finally, do not drink raw milk or eat products made with raw milk, like some cheeses.
I see. I'm going to follow these important recommendations to take care of myself.
Glad to hear that.
Thank you very much. This is good to know. I'm going to share all of this information with my coworkers and also ask my supervisor for more information.
That's great. It's important to take care of ourselves and be aware of any bird flu symptoms to protect ourselves and get treatment if necessary. See you soon.
If you or someone you know shows symptoms, don't wait. Get tested right away. For more information or to find a clinic to get tested or treated, search Call for Health on Facebook, where you can also find the phone number to call and get help.